coming to you from Keiko Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna DeLucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
Friends in faraway places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's coming.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Balcony Show. Thanks for tuning in. We are your number one source for independent music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show is going to be brought to you by Ann shuffling her papers for the next hour.
No, it's not. So welcome, Chris Cummings. He's going to be on the show today with us for a little while. He has released a new EP. It's self-titled, Chris Cummings and the Way. So we will be talking to him and playing some of his music real soon. So stay tuned for that. But first. Hi, Mad Cat.
Oh, now we get a round of that.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, what are you torturing me with today?
So this is another Thatch tag another that you get to tag. Read, but it's ID, it's hashtag ID10T.
ID10T.
So we're going to start at number 10 and work our way to number one.
Top 10 phrases to politely call someone stupid.
Oh, that's nice. We're off to a positive start.
I think from now on, this is how I'm going to open up the show.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
All right. Top 10 phrases to politely call somebody stupid. Number 10. One sandwich short of a picnic. That's a classic.
That's a classic, man.
It's a classic.
That's grade school.
Cute.
And number 9. A few clowns short of a circus.
Have you heard that one
another
before?
Another classic? Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard this one before. Number 8, a few peas short of a casserole.
I thought that was funny.
That's cute.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
I like that. I've never heard of that
I'm not
one
a big
before.
Casserole guy. I don't know about casseroles.
My mother tortured us with her freaking Spanish casserole all growing up.
What's a Spanish casserole?
Just a truckload of whatever the hell's left in the fridge and crackers and sauce.
Wait, so why is that Spanish? Tuna casseroles are the worst. I'm sorry. Yeah. And then there's always peas in them too, so
yeah. I mean, it's like everything. Oh, look, we got a whole bunch of shit left.
How about
let's
you?
Just throw it in.
How about casseroles, Chris? Did you get
Well, no, actually not a lot. certainly not growing up, you know?
Yeah.
Whenever, a parent didn't want to cook in our house, it was fettuccine.
Oh, come on. When they didn't want to cook, you got fettuccine?
Yeah.
Man.
That's funny.
It's horrible. All right, so where are we at here?
7.
Top 10 phrases to politely call somebody stupid. Number 7, you have an intellect rivaled only by garden tools.
Hey, come on. Sometimes those garden tools.
As a landscaper.
Let me tell you something about them garden tools.
Yeah, Mike Roy coming to bat for the garden tools here.
If I can interject on that one, my go-to is usually, adjacent to that is, that you have the IQ of a house plant.
Right.
All right. That's less offensive to us workers of the greenery.
Yeah.
I don't know. What have you been doing with them garden tools, Mike? I don't know. Maybe them shovel,
Like in life, you just got to keep them clean.
That's true.
And for all the farmers.
Good advice.
For all the farmers out there, number 6, that boy got no grain in the silo. Yep.
Nope, they can't relate to that one.
Number 5, he's several nuts short of a full pouch.
Okay. I mean, a pouch of
squirrel!
Nuts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Remember the exploding squirrels?
Number 4, the wheel's spinning, but the hamster's dead. Why the hamster got to die, Ann? What's the matter with you?
Why?
They don't live too long.
They don't.
Yeah.
You buy them for your 4 or 5 year old and then
a couple of years
devastate the poor little kids because their little hammy's dead.
Well,
don't understand.
The last one I had was looked like a little miniature cow and she loved blueberries. So every morning I'd get up, I called her Blueberry Girl, and she'd sit on top of her wheel and I'd feed her blueberries.
Aww.
Somehow I feel like somewhere in the ether, Jerry Penicoli is going, did somebody say hamster?
Oh, no. Gerbils.
Wait, was that Richard Gere?
No. Jerry Penicoli.
Jerry Penicoli.
Yep. All right. Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
We'll tell you later.
Yeah, okay.
He was like a broadcaster and he.
Yeah, we'll tell you later.
Number three, all foam, no beer.
That's for the bartender. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Number two, there's a village missing its idiot.
That's a good
I've
one.
Heard that one is before, another classic. Yeah.
I never heard that one, but I'm going to use that.
And number one, the head is empty as a eunuch's underpants.
As a what?
As a eunuch's underpants.
You know what a eunuch is? No. You don't know what a eunuch is,
Bo?
Get out, Bo. Just get out.
She needs to see the history of the world.
You don't know what a eunuch is?
Yeah.
No. A eunuch. I mean, someone's googly gots are gone.
His googly guts.
Yeah.
All gone. Nothing.
All the gibbles.
His googly guts are next to his tea.
This is Chris. This is actually one of the more tame.
No, things. That's fine with me. Yeah. It's probably the family event, the family show.
I think so.
He's got no friends and beans.
Oh my god.
His googly guts. That's a good one,
Thanks,
man. I'm going to use that one.
Okay,
thank you.
You go ahead and continue to be unoriginal. I got it.
So anyways, let us get out of here, and we're going to start things tonight with a song from Rofo Audio. They're also a local band and from Royersford, PA, so check them out. The name of the song is Stonewalled, so take a listen, and we'll be right back.
If you got them, crack them.
Here today, maybe anyway, this could go sideways. Give them what you said. Come what may, beckons me to say all the games we play cannot be erased. I've been delighted by one.
Now one invited.
folks. Welcome back to the Balcony Show. And right now we have the song Dreams by Chris Cummings and The Way. Give it a listen. And when we come back, we are going to have Chris in the studio. I was going to say on the line. Yeah, but he's actually sitting right here
physically
across the table. I yelled at Ann for not even knowing.
But not until the end of the tune.
Right, exactly.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Balcony Show. Thanks for tuning in. Up now, we have Chris Cummings from Chris Cummings and the Way. He's here to talk about his brand new EP. It's a self-titled EP.
It is.
And so welcome, Chris. Welcome to the show. Our listeners just heard your song, Dreams, happens to be my favorite cut from the thing. And I really like what that's about. But you want to tell our listeners what that's about?
Well, I think it's subject to interpretation. But if I had to distill it to or at least what the words mean to me, that song is for everyone who's out there working a day gig and would rather be doing something else. You know, a common theme of mine is that, you know, that whole question about what's your dream job? You know, I don't know about you, but I never really dreamed about work. You know?
What?
So, right.
I don't think anybody dreams about work.
Right. You know, and I remember being in kindergarten, you know, and, you know, watching this guy, you know, from Commonwealth Telephone up in Pocono Pines, where I grew up, and watching this guy hook the telephone pole, get up there, do his thing, come back down while I'm waiting for the bus in the morning. And I thought, man, that's crazy. 20 years later, I was doing that. 25 years later, I was doing that. No, 20, actually. So, I think our real purpose in life is either to create or to love. You know, everything else is just kind of bullshit, you know? And for me personally, that's what that tune's about. You know, no little kid dreams about working at the phone company, you know?
I will tell everybody, Chris did a short documentary on all of the songs. So I want to encourage you, because we aren't going to cover all the songs tonight. So do go to YouTube and check out Chris Cummings and the Way and take a listen to the documentary, because it's good.
I'm excited about it. I've entered it in the Allentown and Jim Thorpe film festivals, along with the video for Dreams. Cause I think I think there's probably better looks to a few of the other videos, but I think the storyline through the Dreams, which is really about, trajectories of a person's life. And you know, how they end up, you know, and it's really Cradle to Grave is the storyline in the video itself. Mm.
So the next song that our listeners are going to hear from your EP is I'm Still Alive. Well, I'm still alive. You're still alive.
I am. There were people who were betting I wouldn't be here this long, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, probably we would make a safe bet with me too, honest to goodness.
I understand.
From my heyday, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm Still Alive, really, that was one of those tunes, like the whole tune I wrote in 10 minutes just fell out. And it's a lot of things for me personally, you know. I mean, the theme of I'm Still Alive, you know, in 2020, I was re-diagnosed with cancer again. So, you know, having had it in 2007 and back again in 2020, you know, I'm still thankful to be here, but it made me painfully aware of certain things that were happening around me at the time, including, you know, this bipolarization that we have, with the rage machine known as social media.
I will say this, that this idea that you have to be one way or another, that you can get canceled on there's such extremism on both sides.
Right.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
I am a person of the middle ground.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think if you talk to most people, how about some common sense? Can we put common sense back into what we're doing these days? Because it doesn't seem like we have whole lot of common sense in general.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not pointing a finger or saying you or that. I think we got to stop that.
Right.
We have to stop that, and we have to get back to what is it that we need to do to make ourselves better, to make situations better for everybody. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I think truly the music industry, I hope the industry is listening, like, we need to get back to fair pay for artists and not taking their money for merch at venues. And like that applies to the art.
Right.
Like the music industry has changed so unbelievably in the last
20
years. I would say for the artists, for the worst in every possible way.
Yeah. And even let's look at that locally with certain music festivals, which we won't name here. you know, I can think back to 25 years ago where you were getting $300, $400, $500 a person. You know, everything was cared for. Now you're lucky if you, you know, are covering your gas and
and material expense. And even that's unaffordable for you even
and
get
to. And the thing of is, they're making more money now than they were making back then.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that you have quite a collaboration on this EP.
I do, yeah.
And I happen to know some of the individuals, some of them I don't.
Good.
But how did you corral all these individuals? I mean,
there's a lot of people on this list.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and name some of them.
Go ahead. Yeah, lay it on me.
Carter Lansing, Dave Goddess, he was just on the show not too long ago. Amy Lewis from the Mo Sevens, they've been on our show.
There's
some people, Sean Cavanaugh, I'm familiar with some of the individuals. Nicholas Capozzola from the Moondogs, they were on the show. So, So how did you, that's quite a list.
Yeah. So, and let me point out a couple other things. Not only Amy, but Dave is on here too, her husband. Dave is a really muscular guitar player. I love how he digs in. So there's Shane. Shane is by far the very best guitar player the Lehigh Valley has ever produced, period. So basically this entire record, to answer your real question, this entire record was recorded remotely.
All right. Well, so let us stop here and take a listen to I'm Still Alive by Chris Cummings and The Way, and we'll be back with Chris in a minute.
I'm not ever gonna take that pill, not to feel better off of some cheap thrill. I am finally coming back to life. I'm only still here because of my wife.
Seen what you cheer and the things you let pass. And if you had left me when I was in blue, I have one final message I said just for you.
I'm still alive.
I'm still alive.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Balcony Show. We have Chris Cummings in the studio. So, Chris, tell our listeners, let them know all the platforms that this your EP will be available. And are you going to be playing out? Do you have any like tour plans or anything
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, man. So as far as the platforms, it's available through on a digital download from my website, chriscummingsintheway.com right now. You can order the disc there if you want. And it's actually going to be streaming on all the music platforms everywhere on the planet, effective for the whole work on March 8th. You can get the singles now. So, and as far as touring and things like that, absolutely freaking not. All right. And let's get into that. And let's get into this crazy idea of the film.
Right.
All right. So Mike will tell you what happens when you do an album release. You go and you book a club. And you get pushed into the corner and there's some Miller Lite sign over your stage. And on the other side of the Miller Lite sign is the, 52-inch television that has sports on. I've been doing this too long to...
Wait, what about the pool tables?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pool tables that you have to navigate
right,
around.
Right. Yeah. You know, and so on and so forth. And, you know, so this album, you know, for me and the one that I already have written to follow it up are really, they're just works I'm putting out.
Right.
And the whole point of the film was to present it in a different way and take it out of a bar environment, which is why I'm doing it in an art gallery.
Nice.
You know what I mean? No one needs to see me play drums. I've been doing it here in the Poconos and the Lehigh Valley in Jersey and, you know, all over the planet right. for the last 44 years. No one needs to see any more of that.
Fair yeah. enough.
And I'll have to say, that is an amazing art gallery you're going to do this in.
It is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're wonderful people. Anthony is. And Alistair. Yeah.
Oh, is that the place in Easton?
Yeah.
Connections Gallery on 2nd Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, it's yeah. nice.
Very supportive of all local musicians, entertainers, oh, artists, awesome. Comedians, whatever. I mean,
yeah,
they go out of their way.
Yeah, and they have a beautiful performing space in back, you know? And I know you've played there too, you know?
You
might get some maple sap on you, but, yeah. you know, it's a great space. It really That's is. Right. It's probably one of the nicer spaces in the valley when you, like, look at it from an aesthetic perspective.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, and the other purpose of this album was I'm becoming a man of a certain age, Mad Cat, and I don't really have anything, any grand desire to go out on the road or anything, so this was also about showing people that I could produce.
Yeah, well, you know? Well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, what's the date? I'm sorry, Ann. When is this happening?
March 7th at 7:00. Why did I pick a Thursday? So players can come out. That's why I did it. Just so other musicians can come out, you know? All right. So, and it's at 7:00. We're doing a little reception first. The film is 33 minutes and 9 seconds.
So we're going to end things tonight with your song, Cliche.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty it's pretty self-explanatory.
I think so too.
I don't think we need to go there, but if you would like to set it up a little bit. Let's go there.
I'm happy marching or fighting though, you know? So what do you want to know? Sock it to me. This is like laughing. Sock it to me,
baby. It's so cliche.
Yeah.
Well, I guess soccer mom, that kind of thing. I kind of get where you were coming from with that.
Yeah.
But I have, for me, I like music that makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I understand that you're making a statement. So
yeah.
You're entitled to do that with your art. Absolutely.
That's the whole purpose of art.
Absolutely. So you talk about Cliche and tell the people what your idea behind this song was.
Basically, a lot of it is rooted in 40 plus years of playing out. A lot of it is seeing things that are going on around us. A lot of it is looking in the mirror at myself. Because I'm, you know, I even say at the end of that the song itself is a cliche, you know? So it's taking shots at everyone because everyone deserves them. Or certainly, you know, in my view, you know?
You got to live with the choices you make.
Yeah. And I'm making fun of the Bernie bros and the MAGA crowd and, dudes who take their beard combs out at bistros and quaff their beards and then get in their giant trucks and drive to, their office day jobs, the whole thing, you know, that I've seen it all playing out and most of that is coming from that space, you know?
Mm.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Chris, for spending some time with us here on the show.
Thanks for having me. I hope I didn't traumatize anyone.
No. Mark.
we could go a lot harder.
Dude, have you ever even
let me tell you something, honey.
With this crowd
I worked
for one
in
night.
A prison for 20 years. You can't touch this.
All right.
No way. But anyways, I do want to thank you sincerely.
Oh,
and
yeah. Thank
to
you for
all
me.
The people that collaborated on the album. A shout out to every single one of you. Fantastic job.
Thank
Glad
you.
That you could come here and be a part of our show. So we're going to take a listen to Cliche. And I want to thank you for spending some time with us here on the show. And kudos to all the people that were involved in this project. Well done. Can't wait till March 7th. So get there. Is there tickets being sold for this?
No, it's free and
absolutely.
You know.
So then you really need, there's no excuse. Get out free. There and support. And I'm going to ask you, Chris, if there's any final shout outs tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out then to my favorite guitar player. Absolutely. Which is Emmett Cummings, my son, who was 15 when he recorded I'm Still Alive with me and just turned 16 a couple weeks ago. So, yeah. So let's give the boy a shout.
There
Yay.
You go.
You know,
good
he's,
job.
He's 6'1" and he has hair down to his waist and looks like he should be on the road with Megadeth.
So, nice. Well, maybe. You never know.
Yeah.
Leaf never falls too far from the tree, this
Indeed.
Day. So take a listen to Cliche by Chris Cummings and The Way, and we'll be back with the rest of the show.
See what's going on here. BMW's and Audi's too.
today's Mad Cats Mad Tracks, we have the song Clyde by Theo Van Gogh. And it is a Reverb Nation selectee. So give it a listen, Theo Van Gogh, Clyde. Here we go.
Like to introduce, we're going to have a little theme on Indie Radar for the next couple sessions. So
okay.
First one, it's well, the umbrella theme is promoting shows. So here's an idea. When you book a show and you need to really partner with that venue, because you don't want the venue blaming, oh, you didn't draw a crowd, and you don't want to be the artist and feel bad that you didn't draw a crowd, but then the venue's not helping you out to promote your show. So why don't we feed them your information to make it easy for them and maybe they would be appreciative, reach out to your venue and say, hey, do you have a marketing person? Do you have an intern? Do you have somebody that I could send my bio, a digital flyer, music links, anything that they can use on social media to easily promote your show at their venue? Because you can't really expect them to do all the work, just like they can't expect you to do all the work. So it should be a team effort. So make it easy and feed them that info. Give them the info, give them the tools, right? We want to teach everyone, what's that saying? To fish, then they're not going to starve.
How to fish.
How to fish, whatever. You know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. If you teach a man to fish, he'll eat every day. Yeah. Is that what you're trying to do?
I know it, Anne.
Like, Mike knew what I was talking about.
None of us knew what you were saying.
That's saying about fish.
All right.
So you know what I'm saying? We're all looking at her clueless.
I'm sorry. Well, Mike knew. He was vibing. He was definitely vibing because I think he experiences this as a band, you know, gigging and trying to get the word out. Yeah. So partner. Don't be enemies with your venue. You need to partner and you need to help each other out.
Yeah. Stay away from the negative shit, you know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. 2024 is all positive.
Yeah.
All right.
Positive.
I'm positive.
Catch me on promoting shows session number 2 next week.
I'd like to remind you that The Balcony Show is proudly produced right here at Keiko Studios in Penn Argyl, Pennsylvania. So hit them up at keikostudios.com. Come make some music.
Welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box. Inside, you're going to hear some stories of the macabre, the paranormal, and the strange. So stay tuned if you dare.
Dare.
That's right. Do you want a truth or do you want the dare?
I want the dare.
Okay, well, I dare you to listen to this. So we're going to do another thing here on Mike's Music Box. Thanks a lot for tuning in here to The Balcony. This is going to be kind of like a part 2, part 3, part 4, part 5 of different rock stars and their ghostly encounters. I love this subject. I can't get enough of it. We're going to start out with Ace Frehley. You might know him.
Ah, oh, back in New York.
He's in a little band called Kiss and all, the Frehley's Comet. So he's got a connection to the other side, he says. So founding Kiss guitarist, Ace Frehley recounts 2 different occasions where both his wife and daughter were violently pushed down the steps of their home by what he claims to have been a ghost. I can't really do the Ace Frehley voice, so I'll just talk in mine. I've always had a sense that there was some type of connection with me and the other side, Frehley explained on Celebrity Ghost Story. Awesome show. Not long after Frehley purchased a large family home in Westchester, New York, he noticed things were being moved around from place to place on different days, different times, different mornings. Once he discovered his daughter at the foot of the staircase. She must have been a baby at the time, I'm guessing, because that's, you know, what if she's just standing there, wanted to go out?
equally creepy.
Yeah, kind of. Ace attributed whatever presence he'd noticed in the home before must have been an evil spirit. His marriage then fell apart and his daughter moved out. But once again, he moved back to the property afterwards with his new wife. That's kind of weird. She immediately picked up the eeriness without ever knowing about the spirit or the stories prior about the staircase. She too claims to have been pushed down the same steps. A psychic came into the house and told Ace that his house had previously been inhabited by an abusive mother who murdered her children in this home. Whether he still lives there or not,
so why would you want to stay somewhere like that?
You know, it's Ace. All right, let's go on to the next.
You know, it's Ace. Like, you know him like that.
Yeah, you know.
Old Acey. Well, let's finish this up with a little bit of a food topic. Meatloaf haunting. Well, Meatloaf insists that he had a paranormal encounter during the recording of his classic album, amazing album, Bat Out of Hell. Like the haunting of Alice Cooper, the I Would Do Anything for Love singer claims that while he and producer Todd Rundgren were staying in upstate New York to work on the record, he saw a ghostly looking woman in white. And he says, I went, oh man, Todd Rundgren groupies.
As the encounters became more and more intrusive, to the point that one of the sheets off his bed was ripped completely off while he was in it, the singer admits he took sleeping pills out of fear during the rest of the recording sessions. So next time I listen to Bat Out of Hell, I'm going to think about that.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if I'd want to like make myself like knocked out. What would they be doing?
Well, if it was, well, obviously not
Kesha. You'd be sleeping, you won't care.
Not Kesha.
Yeah, no.
Because, you know, she'd be doing the dirty. Well, anyways, thank you for listening to another episode of Mike's Music Box here on The Balcony Show. Until the next time we speak again, sleep tight.
It's time for the spotlight portion of our show, where we showcase new singles from returning guests. And your host is Donna Freakin' Gallucci.
Donna Freakin' Gallucci.
Hey, what's going on?
Forget about it.
Hey, everybody, forget about it. We have a great spotlight for you tonight. But before we get to our new song by Wicked Smile, which is a great rockin' tune, I wanted to tell you guys something. I've been thinking about this.
You ain't gonna move the car.
For you guys, for
see
you,
the smoke?
For all you guys out there.
She's been thinking.
That ha ha.
Very funny.
For all you guys out there that love classic rock and love, you know, all these great bands from, you know, the 70s, the 80s, etc., go, and if they're still touring, go see your favorite bands.
Yeah.
Go now. Don't wait. I know it's expensive. I know, you know, the concert tickets have gone insane. Prices are insane. But just bite the bullet. You don't have to sit up front. Get a seat.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to.
Spend the
money.
You
don't have to, you know. Like I saw Paul McCartney a couple years ago and I was nowhere near the front. I just wanted to be in the arena. I just wanted to be there, you know? So, you know, like I just wanted to say like several fans that are touring this year, 2024. We have the Eagles touring, Judas Priest, the Stones, Billy Joel with Sting, Billy Joel with Rod Stewart, Billy Joel solo.
Really?
Aerosmith. Oh, I would love to see Sting. I saw the Police.
He's doing,
years
I think,
ago.
Two shows
oh
with
gosh.
Sting. Aerosmith, Bruce Springsteen, Foo Fighters, James Taylor, Journey with Toto. And then when they're done with that tour, their Journey's going out with Def Leppard, Iron Maiden, Elvis Costello, Kansas, Skid Row, Styx with Foreigner, Santana, Chicago.
Heart is going to be in our backyard.
Heart. Yep.
Yeah.
And
love
I've just found out.
That.
Yeah, they're awesome. Love to see Heart. Never did.
Yeah, me neither.
And I can't believe Neil Young and Crazy Horse. So I have to go see.
Crazy Horse.
Yeah,
wow.
Definitely have to go. Who knows if you'll ever get this chance again. So just wanted you guys to know.
Buy your tickets.
Yep, buy your tickets and go to the show. Now, our spotlight is a great song, great rocking song by Wicked Smile called Edge of Madness. This is a hard rock band from Australia. This is from their new EP, Nighttime Riders. And this song is like the epitome of like fist pumping heavy rock, which is exactly what this band is all about. It's loud, it's super heavy guitar riffs, soaring guitar solos. And what I especially love about hard rock songs that are melodic, I love melodic rock. And this is definitely that. You will remember the chorus, you will remember the lyrics, and you'll be wanting to sing along. So check it out. Wicked Smile, Edge of Madness.
thanks for sticking with us through another show. Your source for independent music, your number one source, that is. And I want to thank Chris Cummings for coming in and sharing a story about his new EP. Please go get it. Chris Cummings and The Way.
Yes.
And if you're in the local area, then March 7th is the date. Put it on your calendar and go support. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, connections.
Connections. Thank you.
In Easton.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. With that, if you'd like to get on the show, I'd like to remind you our Reverb Nation campaign is going full swing. So it's your best chance on getting on the show is to go to Reverb Nation and apply there. So thank you to Reverb Nation for the partnership. We do appreciate everything that you're doing for artists. There's also a lot of other things to check out while you're there on Reverb Nation. They do have a lot of things that are available. There's a new campaign that just came across my thing for songwriters. So you need to spend
for
some
indie artists. Yeah, it's a great, great thing. There's a lot of opportunities that they provide for artists to submit to and, you know, airplay like on our show and some other things.
Well, American Hotel System, they got their whole album paid for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they give them a lot of opportunities.
You know, there's just a lot of things that you probably aren't aware of. So check out Reverb Nation and their platform. And while you're there, submit if you think you got what it's take to get on the show. Other than that, I got nothing. Anybody else here?
Nothing.
No.
Watch where you park, people. That's all I got to say.
I think I got to move my car.
This is good advice. Yeah. Watch where you park.
Had to say something.
Don't tell that to Donna.
We just calmed her down.
Anyways, I'm going to say goodnight from all of us here at the Balcony Show. Again, thanks for tuning in. Good night, everybody. We're going to end things tonight with a song from our very own Mike Roy from Roy and the Secret People.
Who?
Golden. Who? So take a listen. Good night, everybody.